Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Vav. And Daf Vav, the Gemara discusses if a person throws something from one from Roshus Yachid to Roshus Rabim through a Carmelus, whether he's Chayev or not. So the Motzi, the one who's taking it out, if he actually brings it out rather than throws it out, according to the Chum, he's Chayev, since he never rested in the Carmelus. But according to Ben Azai, he's going to be Potter, because Ben Azai holds that a Mahalich is Ka'ome Dami, that each time he takes a step, it's as if he has stopped. And therefore, it's considered that he has been Oker in the Rosh Hashiachid, been Maniach in the Carmelus, again, Oker from the Carmelus and Maniach in the Rishas Rabin. If he throws it or passes it out through the Carmelus, then everyone would say that he's Chayiv, since the object never rested in the Carmelus at all. The Gemara then goes on to discuss the halachic status of Tzide Rishas Rabin. Tzide Rishas Rabin is the area near the Rishas Rabin that the Rabin use temporarily sometimes, Ali Dei Erchak, when it gets too crowded in the Rishas Rabin, like a place where there's a wall that separates between the Chatzar and the Rishas Rabin, and that wall has fallen down, so sometimes the Rosh Hashanah ends up in that location. So according to the Chum, it does not have a din of Rosh Hashanah, it has a din of a Carmelus. According to Rabbi Eliezer, though, if there are pillars that are stuck into the ground to separate between the Rosh Hashanah and Tzide Rosh Hashanah, then they agree with the Chum, then Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Chum, it has a din of a Carmelus. But if there are no Yesedos, if there are no little posts that separate from the Tzide Rosh Hashanah and the Rosh Hashanah, then it has a full din of a Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara then goes on to elaborate on and enumerate the four Rishuyos of Shabbos. First, you have Rishus HaYachid, like if you have a ditch dug into the ground, 10 Tfachim deep, that's 4 by 4 Tfachim wide, then or a mound that's 10 Tfachim high and 4 by 4 Tfachim wide. Rishus HaRabim is like a path that goes from one city to another city, or a town square where everyone gathers to do business, everyone gathers to sell their Schaira. Then you have a Carmelus, which is like a sea, or a large area of fields, and since it's similar to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in some ways that it doesn't have mechitzos, the Chum asked carrying their four amos, just like it's also to carry four amos in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, meaning midar raisa to makom p'tur, but midar rabban, the Chum said you have to consider Rosh Hashanah Rabbim vis-a-vis carrying there, but also to carry from there to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or even from there to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is going to be asked. We give it the chumras of Rosh Hashanah Yachid and Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on a drabbanon level. Then you have makom p'tur as the fourth Rosh Hashanah, an area that's not four tefachim wide, and you're allowed to carry from there to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And the Chum only asked to take an object from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim through Makom Petur to Rosh Hashanah Yachid or vice versa, because they were afraid that you're going to carry without being Mavir through Makom Petur. And also it's going to cause a zilzal in Yisrael Shabbos. That's the only reason the Chum mastered it, but really me Ikra Adin, me Daraisa, it would be 100% mutter. The Gemara then discusses if you have a chatzar that has many houses open up into it, are you allowed to carry from the chatzar to the houses or from the mavoi to the houses? So the Gemara says between the houses and the chatzar, it's asur midrabanan, because the bay, even though they're both a rishus hayachid technically, because the bayis is miyuchad only for its owner, whereas the chatzar is rishus for everybody to be in, and we made a siyag l'torah not to carry out from even one type of Rosh Hashanah Yachid to another Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But once they make an Erev, they make an Erev between the different Batim, then you're allowed to, in an Erev Chatzeros, then you're allowed to be Metaltel between all the different houses in the Chatzer. A Mavoi, you're not allowed to carry from a Chatzer to a Mavoi that has a lot of different Chatzeros open to it. That's the definition of a Mavoi. Unless you also made a Shitufe Mavuos, you made an Erev with bread to join them all together. If you have two houses directly across from each other, the Gemara in Vavim Beis tells us that are directly across the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from each other, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Midah Oraisa, you're allowed to carry from one house to the other. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Midah Oraisa, as long as there are two walls, the area is considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And since there are houses on either side of the street, those houses themselves make up walls that surround this Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Chum, however, say it's Aser, unless you put up two lechis in the two corners of the houses, or two beams that go from one house to the other across the two corners of the houses, and that would make it okay midraban. The Chum say that it's also mina Torah to carry between them, because a place that only has two mechitzos does not have a din of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, even mina Torah. Now a midbar, The Gemara quotes a stira between two brises, what the din of a midbar is, whether a midbar is a din of a karmelis or rishos rabim, and the Gemara concludes that din of a midbar is a din of a karmelis, except for bizmancha yisrael shruim b'midbar, except for when 600,000 Jews were in the midbar at that time, it had a din of a rishos rabim. That's why we're able to learn all the halachos of Hutzah from the Jews in the midbar, but nowadays when you have 600,000 Jews there, it has a din of a karmelis. The Gemara then discusses whether a bika is considered rishos yachad or rishos Rabbim, both Lagabe Tumah and Lagabe Shabbos. So Lagabe Tumah, during the summertime where there's no Zeraim there and therefore people feel free to walk in there, it has a din of Rishos Rabbim, and therefore Safek Tumah that you find there would be Tahar. During the wintertime where it's planted and therefore people are not likely to walk there, it has a din of Rishos Yachad, so Safek Tumah there would be Tameh. However, when it comes to Shabbos, a Bika has a din of a Karmelis. There's a Mishnah that says that it has a din of Rishos Yachad. So how could you say it has a din of a Karmelis? Two answers. First answer the Gemara says is maybe when it says it has a din of Rishos Yachad, it just means that it's not a Rishos Rabbim. It doesn't mean that it's really a Rishos Yachad. It's a Karmelis, but we're using Rishos Yachad in the sense that it's not Rishos Rabbim. The other possibility is we're dealing with a Bika that has Mechitzos around it. So Mida Oraisa really is a Rishos Yachad. It's just that the Chachamim were machmir to treat it like a karmelis, since it's yosur mibeis hasayim, it's not hukaf ledira, it's a very large area that whose walls are not there for the sake of living in it. So the chacham were machmir to treat it like a karmelis, in that you're not allowed to carry from rishos yachad to there, and you're not allowed to carry more than four amos within there. But on a darais level, this is an unusual karmelis. Most karmelios on a darais level are makom patur. This bika on a darais level is a rishos yachid, and we only add on the extra chumras of a makom patur. That is the chazar of Shabbos Davar.